Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you, it's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
I have a daughter here that goes to school at Sacred Heart. I've had 16 years of Catholic education, and this just reached the core of my being as completely wrong and against the teachings of Jesus.
Well, that's a mother of a student at Sacred Heart Catholic School in Boulder, Colorado. She's outside the school protesting recent action by school officials supported by the diocese there in Boulder, Colorado. They expelled a preschooler because the preschooler's parents are gay. They say that the parents are standing in violation of Catholic teaching and that they apply the same standard to other parents regardless of the issue on which they conflict with Catholic teaching. Do you think the church, the school, did the right thing and the church, the diocese, is doing the right thing by backing them up? It's Audio Open Lines, Issues, Etc. For the next half hour, we're going to be talking about this school, and I want your answer to that question. Do you think they did the right thing? Do you think they did the wise thing? If so, I want to hear from you. If not, I also want to hear from you as well. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Monday afternoon, March the 8th. Email us right here in the studio with questions or comments. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter your comments to us at issuesetc, at issuesetc. So let's listen to the story from CNN, and then I want to hear from you. Did the school and the diocese do the right thing?
A calm, peaceful protest greeted parishioners Sunday morning outside Sacred Heart of Jesus Catholic Church.
God loves all people, right?
Many of these protesters say they're Catholic. Some are even members of Sacred Heart Catholic Church. But they feel the student should be allowed to stay at this school, regardless of the parent's sexuality.
I have a daughter here that goes to school at Sacred Heart. I've had 16 years of Catholic education, and this just reached the core of my being as completely wrong and against the teachings of Jesus.
Well, I think when the Archdiocese makes a decision that is so completely discriminatory like this, it is our obligation as citizens, as Catholics, to stand up to that and to speak up for what's right.
After Sunday morning's Mass, Father Bill Breslin said he didn't want to talk on camera about his decision, but he encouraged people to read his blog online, where he says, quote, "This past week, we implemented a policy that has been the most difficult decision of my life." He says he chose to protect the faith over doing what would have looked like the loving thing to do. Father Breslin's blog also says, "Our school is a Catholic school, and our teaching on the sanctity of marriage is as clear as a bell. So the decision I made was based on my conviction that we needed to rest on the side of backing our beliefs and our values. We need to fight for our Catholic values, because here in Boulder, it seems no one else is."
All right, that's the story from CNN. I want to hear from you. Do you think that the church, that is the church attached to this school in Boulder, Colorado, Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Boulder, did the right thing in expelling this preschooler because the preschooler's parents are gay? The diocese is backing them up. A spokesperson for the Archdiocese, Jeanette DeMello, says that if any of these families were in open discord with the church or the school, they would not be enrolled. Now, it's unclear from the story why the child was enrolled in the first place, but apparently the parents' living arrangements and sexuality was discovered after the child was enrolled, ergo the expulsion. What do you think? Did they do the right thing? Did they do the smart thing? I want to hear from you either way. If you think they did the wrong thing, I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines, Monday afternoon, March the 8th. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us with questions or comments right here in the studio at issuesetc. Let's go to Sterling Heights, Michigan, where Chris is waiting on the line. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, I would ask how long they counseled the couple before they expelled the preschooler, and if they're going to expel them for their parents being gay, then they need to be consistent and expel parents, expel people who are pro-choice in violation of their catechism.
So do you think they did the right thing, Chris?
Yes, and as long as they're consistent, and as long as they counsel people to repent beforehand.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Michigan. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, talkback at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Chris says, look, let's be consistent. If you're going to expel preschoolers because the parents are gay, then let's think of the other things. In the case of the Catholic Church, the other things that the Catholic Church considers to be wrong. Chris didn't mention it, but I'll mention it. Divorce. You'd have to expel a lot of kids, but if you're going to be consistent, wouldn't you expel children whose parents are divorced without a biblical divorce? Or, Chris mentioned, pro-choice. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Timothy in Columbus, Ohio says, receive the child, teach them the scriptures, train them in righteousness, disciple them, send them to evangelize the parents. Thank you, Timothy, and thanks for listening in Ohio. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Roxana says, yes, I understand teach our children values, but to deprive the child of an education because the parents' sexuality is crazy, especially since the Catholic Church has been under fire for the many child molestation cases brought against them. It is not fair, nor should the child be placed with a mother and a father, in quotes. Let the child go to school. It seems we have nothing else going on in this world than to pick on a child because of the parents' sexuality. I think the Catholic Church needs to come into the 21st century and start exhibiting or accepting the gay community. I want to hear from you. So Roxana says, look, the Catholic Church is simply behind the times here. Agree or disagree? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can add to the list of things that the Roman Catholic Church disapproves of. Cohabitation. There are parents that are living together as well. Should the church then expel the children of parents that are living together? 1-877-623-MYIE. Rhonda says, isn't the school judging the parents? Isn't it God's job to judge them in heaven? Now, well, that's a good question. I would take a moment to respond to that one. With regard to sin, I think that it is the church's task to exercise judgment based upon the Word of God, not personal judgment, not private judgment, not judgment that shifts around depending on one's personal preferences, but judgment based solely on what God's Word clearly teaches. And God's Word does clearly teach that homosexuality is a sin. The question is this the way the church ought to express that judgment by expelling a preschooler whose parents are gay? And thanks for the comment, Rhonda. Michael in Strasburg, Illinois says, why would a lesbian couple even want to enroll their child in a Roman Catholic school? Call their bluff, enroll the kid, and don't pull any punches when it comes to teaching about the sin of homosexuality. Do we change the message about adultery because children of divorce are enrolled? Don't overtly emphasize it, but don't avoid it either. And teach the children the meaning of this word, and the word is recalcitrance, willful, manifest impenitence, refusing the forgiveness won by Christ. Michael in Strasburg, thank you very much. Now, that's an interesting solution. What Michael is proposing there is, let the parents enroll their child, teach their children what the Catholic Church teaches on this and other issues, and let the chips fall where they may, rather than expel the preschooler. What do you think? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Mary listens in New York. Mary says, I agree with Rhonda's last statement. You open a can of worms, and just like gay marriage, acceptance laws, where does it end? It won't. It will affect the views, conditions. It's a snowball, says Mary in New York. My children attend a very conservative Catholic school, and I know all the problems that come as a result. This is the problem with the hypocrisy of the parents. They cannot have it all. They have made their choice to be gay and acquire children in an unnatural, ungodly union when they change, enroll them anywhere they want. That's Mary in New York. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. It's audio open lines. The question I've laid on the table for you, I want your answer to it, yes or no. Did the Catholic school in Boulder, Colorado, do the right thing in expelling a preschooler because the preschooler's parents are gay? Did they do the wrong thing? Was this simply unwise? Bad PR, maybe the right thing to do theologically and morally, but just an unwise decision, at least in terms of the public relations of it all. 1-877-623-MYIE, talk back at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Or should they simply have allowed the parents to enroll the child that said nothing of their sexuality and stuck by their guns with regard to what they teach in the classroom? Maybe the kids would come home and say to their two moms or their two dads, I don't know which is the case here, they're telling us at school that what you're doing and how you're living is wrong. Maybe then the gay parents would pull their kids from the school. Although you kind of have to know going in, if you're enrolling your kid in a Catholic school, that you're enrolling your kid in a school where at least officially they're going to teach that homosexuality is wrong. And then, of course, the third option might be to simply make a rule. Every parent that in any way in their lifestyle is living in contradiction to the teachings of the Catholic Church need not apply for enrollment for their child in this school. What about those options? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. And we get your questions and comments via Twitter as well, at issuesetc. It's Monday afternoon, March the 8th. Audio open lines. After about another 10 minutes on this question and your answers to that question, we'll roll over into hour two. Dr. Carl Beckwith of Beeson Divinity School will join us. We'll talk about third century martyrs Perpetua and Felicitas. We will talk a little bit with Charmaine Yost about Kathleen Sebelius claiming there is no abortion funding in healthcare reform. Stay tuned. More audio open lines, your calls after this. Whatever you're looking for.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Historic liturgy. Cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with couple if you're a double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
You are my soul. Treadmill for the mind. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Issues, Etc. Regular guest, Pastor Stephen Parks, on why your congregation should join the Issues, Etc. 300.
If I could, I'd just like to challenge any Lutheran pastors that are listening to consider becoming one of the congregations that supports Issues, Etc. My own congregation is a very small church, and I know it can be difficult to try and budget $1,000 a year to become one of the Issues, Etc. 300. But if you're being blessed by this, as I know you are, and if your congregation is being blessed by this, as I know that it is, I submit to bring it to the congregation to prayerfully consider supporting the outreach of Issues, Etc., not only here in the United States, but also around the world. Thank you so much for what you do.
Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. to your congregation's mission or advertising budget. Simply go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues, Etc. The Issues, Etc. 300. Well, school parents, people from the community, and even members of Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Boulder, Colorado, are protesting outside Sacred Heart Catholic School. A preschooler has been expelled because the preschooler's parents are gay. The school, the priest, and the archdiocese are standing together saying, look, it simply won't do for parents to publicly live in a way that contradicts the teachings of the Catholic Church. Do you think they did the right thing in expelling the preschooler? That's my question for you for the next 10 minutes. It's audio open lines, 1-877-623-6943. It's Monday afternoon, March the 8th. Email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can always Twitter us at @issuesetc. Vicki says, my worry is for the children who will have to live in these unnatural environments and endure its consequences. Well, of course, that is a concern, isn't it? Should that concern temper the school's concern about how the parents are living? In other words, should the school say, well, rather than expel this child, what this child needs more than anything is exposure to some biblical teaching on human sexuality to counter what they're getting at home? Or is that none of the church's business? If your parents are gay, we're not going to sit there and say anything to the child that might make them feel uncomfortable about their parents. I mean, the church quieted down a long time ago on cohabitation, adultery, and divorce, didn't it? And children of divorce are not made to feel uncomfortable in many parochial schools. We don't want to offend them. And yet the church maintains, at least on the books, that these things are wrong. Was it the best solution for the child to be expelled? Talk back at issuesetc.org, Twitter us at issuesetc, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Mark in Sioux City, Iowa says, who wants to be the sin police? This sin is okay, and this sin is not. This sin is forgivable, but this sin is not. Before you realize it, you're demonizing those you perceive to be engaged in a greater sin than your own. Now, I don't know if the priest who made the decision here is trying to be the sin police or trying to be better than thou. And I certainly don't think anyone's asserting that homosexuality is unforgivable. Any sin unrepented remains unforgiven, at least in that narrow sense. So I don't think there's a judgment here about whether or not these sins are forgivable. It has more to do with whether or not the parents were either going to support in the home or in some way in their public life live in open contradiction to the teachings of the Catholic Church. Helen in Austin, Texas said they did the right thing. They have a responsibility to the rest of the class, that is the preschool class. I subbed a day in school and I thought that I could teach a child who lived with a Muslim father. The class was totally disrupted by that child, who had already been expelled from public school, by the way. I think it was the father's way of getting back at the wife, non-Muslim, who had left him. But that is my theory. Thank you very much for your comment, Helen. Thanks for listening in Austin. What about the rest of you? Did they do the right thing or the wrong thing? What is your gut reaction to it? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuesetc.org. Larry writes, did I miss something? Is there a constitutional right to attend a Catholic school? Why not a headline that reads, Catholic school blocks child of parents unable to pay the tuition? Interesting. I'm sure that there are lots of parents in that community who might send their kids to that school if they had the money. Are they being discriminated against? Well, that's kind of an interesting point. There is no right to attend a private school. Private schools do set their own criteria, their own rules for admittance, don't they? And I guess if this school wants to set as one of its rules for admittance how the parents live sexually with one another, they're within their rights to do that too. Is it the right thing to do? 1-877-623-MYIE. David in Kearney, Missouri says, if government schools can do whatever it desires with children in their schools, so can private schools. So what's all the hoopla about? I want to hear from you. Do you think that this school did the right thing, expelling a preschooler, which doesn't often happen? I mean, preschool, my wife teaches preschool. It's a pretty calm place. You got your letters, you got your colors, there's a lot of play. The kids are just learning the most basic things in matters of school. It's hardly school, if you will. It's preparing kids for school. I've seen these cute little kids running around, and I don't know if I could bring myself to expel one of them because their parents are gay. What I wonder about is, can the child understand the reason they were expelled? I mean, how do you explain it to a preschool that you're expelling them because their parents are gay? I don't know if I'd have to do it. What about you? Steve in Rochester, Minnesota says, the school is probably considering several things. One, the appearance of the church's approval of homosexual abomination. Two, the child being picked on or seen by the parents as picked on because of the teachings of the Bible in the school. That's interesting. I hadn't considered that before. 3, writes Stephen Rochester, Minnesota, the baptismal promise to raise all such children in the faith, which would be very difficult to do with the parents being so opposed. And 4, that the parents are obviously using the child as a political football to do harm to the Roman Catholic Church. Interesting. Well, we don't know what the parents' agenda is here. We don't know whether the parents are testing the waters, if you will, or setting up a test case for whether or not parochial schools can be required to admit children whose parents are gay. There are serious concerns. I think both of those first ones raised by Stephen Rochester, Minnesota, are serious concerns. 1, that the church would appear to be giving approval to these things. And how do you approve without or disapprove without disapproving? Does it require the expulsion of the kid from preschool? And also, that the child might be picked on. Although one might say maybe better classroom and playground monitoring is the answer rather than expelling the child. Kids get picked on all the time. We don't expel them for the potential that they might be picked on. Maybe they're trying to head it off at the pass and say, look, we think these parents are trying to test the waters with us, and we're going to expel the child and let the chips fall where they may. Catherine in Arkansas says, I think anyone living in an unrepentant sin should be rejected from a Lutheran school or anyone's parents, since when is it loving to ignore unrepentant behavior? I'm not a Catholic, says Catherine, but I would hope that they would feel the same way about those who refuse to repent of any sin. Besides that, we should teach our own first, evangelize others second. If I choose to send my kid to a Lutheran school, I certainly would not want bad influences hanging around in the form of a confused child living with unrepentant parents, whatever the sin, or in the form of these parents openly demonstrating their unrepentant sin. This is why I homeschool, says Catherine. Children are not to be used as backdrops for evangelizing others. Great point, by the way. They shouldn't be political or legal footballs. They should not also be churchly footballs, used tools to evangelize others, and so sadly they often are in parochial schools, or at least that's what we intend to do with them. Catherine says, the faith is not mature enough to handle sticky situations, their faith. First, raise mature Christians. Second, they will be able to handle and stand when faced with sticky situations, not vice versa. Heather in St. Louis says, I'm torn on this subject. On the one hand, keeping the child enrolled would provide an excellent opportunity to evangelize and teach the children the Word of God. On the other hand, if the child remains a student and grows, does it appear that the school embraces or at least looks the other way when the openly gay parents show up for plays, sporting events, classroom parties, etc.? How do the parents of other students address the issue with their children? Good issue. Well, I mean, these are probably the complex of issues that the priest was considering when he decided that it was best to expel the child. Do you think he acted in the best interest of the child? Kathy in St. Louis says, are the parents even members, that is, of the church? I seriously doubt they are. If so, the church needs to be consistent with all its teachings. I think the church needs to stand up for what it believes. They need to draw a line. They did the right thing in the wrong way. They needed to do this with all sexual sins, not just homosexuality. More churches should do this, says Kathy in St. Louis. Here's one of those cases where the church needs to stick by its guns. How you implement, how you apply the teachings of the church in this case, I think would be governed more by prudence and careful consideration than by simply making a blanket policy. But the church cannot back down. Yes, it is the 21st century, and the 21st century has brought with it the common acceptance, not just tolerance, but common acceptance, sometimes required acceptance, of homosexual behavior. And the church needs, especially at a time when the culture says it's tolerated, it is accepted, to stand its ground and say, no, this is still a sin. And we need to say it still is a sin, but a sin along with all sorts of other sins. The church also needs to stand its ground on divorce and on adultery and on cohabitation. And maybe what we're seeing here, the difficulty, the angst with which a church school does something like this, probably a little heavy-handed in expelling a preschooler, maybe something could have been done in the meantime. But the angst with which the church acts on this is perhaps a long time coming. That is, when you're unwilling to speak and sound a clear note on other things, like cohabitation, like adultery, like divorce, then when it comes to something that is very high profile and really morally a no-brainer, it's even hard to speak clearly there. And a church that cannot speak clearly in matters of sin cannot speak clearly in matters of the Savior. A church that cannot point out sin among its own and of its own and in the world around it cannot offer a sinless Savior to answer for all those sins at the cross as Jesus has. When we come back, Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Dr. Carl Beckwith will join us. We'll remember Perpetua and Felicitas after this.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.